All right, hello everybody. Welcome to the TO3 podcast. This is Isaac. My handle is Drastic Junior, and I'm here with my co-hosts. Guys, introduce yourselves.
Sup? We got Brandon in the house. Yeah.
What's up, y'all? It's Tito and Bambino in the cut. You already know the vibes.
I ain't gonna lie, these mics sound clean as hell. I ain't gonna catch.
Yeah, sure do, yeah.
For real.
I ain't gonna lie.
Do you guys have any handles that you want to tell everybody so they can follow you or anything like that?
I have an Instagram where you could follow me, Wild Boy Tito. And then adding that to, I got my barber account, Prince of Tapers. If you could follow me, yeah, I would really, really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Definitely don't sleep on that either. He's a good barber. I ain't gonna cap.
Thank you.
He just started, but he got the handles. I ain't gonna cap.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I ain't gonna cap. That shit clean. I ain't gonna cap.
Appreciate that.
But damn, bro, this is crazy. I ain't gonna lie. We're starting. Oh my.
We're starting off, bro.
We're doing it.
It's crazy, to be honest, yo.
You got anything you want to say, Brandon?
Honestly, no. I mean, welcome to our podcast. This is the first episode, I guess you could say.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's going to be very, very weird. So, you know, hang on with us because it's our first time actually doing the podcast.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I feel like this is going to get us bonding a lot.
Oh, it's definitely going to get us bonding.
It's
absolutely.
Really,
yeah, yeah.
It's gotta.
But, for sure, podcast is up. And then soon we got a YouTube channel if you want to check that out. We're going to be going in fucking, what is it, New York and stuff like that? We're doing whole random stuff, a whole bunch of skits and stuff like that. Yeah. But, I mean, that's it for me, to be honest. I ain't really got nothing else.
Yeah.
Anybody else got something to say?
I've been living life, been working. This whole week, been working.
Everybody's just been working, doing their thing.
Yeah, of course, man. Of course. Been working, just trying to keep myself busy every day, try to be motivated, you know?
Hell yeah.
What about you, Cuzzo?
Just working, you know, keeping motivated as well, and like trying to grind out, you know, the gym and stuff like that, busting my ass on that. But you guys got your birthdays coming up, so when this comes up, it's gonna be happy birthday.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Actually, gonna be fire.
We're not twins. If you guys are wondering, we're not twins.
Sadly, we're not twins.
We're not twins.
But we bond like we're twins, which is the crazy part. And we argue like we're twins.
Exactly.
Dude's literally, I'm older than him, like 4 days.
Bro, 4 days, three days.
3 days? Yeah, three days.
3 days, bro. Don't do that.
My bad. My bad. My bad, my son. I'm sorry.
Your son? That's crazy. Don't do that. Your birthday's on Friday, the 21st.
Yeah, dude, I'm getting absolutely destroyed for my birthday.
Well, good luck on that. I'm not doing that.
I'm going to try to, be honest.
I retired a long time ago.
Shots?
Probably, yeah.
223 shots.
Give me some nice Jaeger bombs and stuff. Yo, you like that shit, bro?
I mean, it's all right, bro.
This guy talking about when we literally, bro, he literally be drinking
Henny,
that shit.
I don't want any,
bro. This guy can't handle his Henny.
If it ain't Henny, I don't want any,
bro. Stop, bro.
Y'all know the vibes.
Stop, bro. Stop, bro.
That's gonna be my new jersey name.
Yeah, you gonna copy me
there
my jersey
ain't no
now?
No Henny, I don't want any.
This guy's nuts, bro. I ain't gonna cap. This guy's funny.
I'm the one who put you on a Henny.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that. I put you on a Henny.
Relax.
Don't do
relax.
That. Look, you see that? He put him on.
Is that really
he put me on, yeah.
You see?
So basically, I was more of a Patron kind of guy.
Oh.
All that stuff. And he put me on the Hennessy. I ain't going to lie. He did. But then I took the crown from the Hennessy. I got Hennessy with the hat, with the jerseys.
Hennessy brand, okay.
I got everything Hennessy. Ask this guy if he got anything Hennessy.
Yeah, he had a
He ain't
Henny.
Got nothing Hennessy.
I don't have nothing Henny, but my Crocs. I got Henny.
He has the little gibbets. Just one, like a gibbet.
Yeah, right here.
That's interesting. All right, I don't
bro,
know.
Like.
Keep that Henny. You see that gibbet? Henny on anything.
That gibbet?
Yeah, Sersky. Oh, yeah.
I'm dripped down with Henny. See, I got the shirt. I got the jersey. I got the hats.
He got the hats, but you don't got the shoes.
Because they don't have shoes.
They got the shoes.
So where's the shoes?
What? They have shoes?
They don't have shoes.
No,
show
they don't.
Me.
They don't have
so why
shoes,
you lying?
If they had Henny.
So why are you lying?
If they got the Henny steppers, I'm popping.
Let's get the steppers. What the hell you talking about?
The Henny lemon pepper steppers.
Bro, I'm going to give you some lemon peppers, bro.
Bro.
Weird as hell for saying that. No cap. This guy, bro. All
right, so I have some topics written down.
Here we go.
So this first one's going to kind of open your minds a little bit. It's like an unserious question that I've heard on another podcast. So.
But I have a question, though. Is it for one of us or
for both of you guys?
So he's going to answer first, right?
I mean, yeah, you can answer first, Brandon. Then
I'm
going to
answer. Why me?
Because you know this, right?
Whatever.
Since you want to be the older brother, right?
All right, relax. All right, hit me. All
right. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. So would you rather have unlimited bacon?
Oh, man.
but no more video games?
That is crazy.
Or would you rather have unlimited games, but no games?
Unlimited games, but no games?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
I asked the question again. So it's, would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no more video games?
Yeah.
Or would you rather have unlimited games, but no games?
Is this him trying to...
This is like a trick question.
A little bit.
To me, it's like a trick question, because that's saying if I get unlimited games, I don't get games.
Yeah.
But if I choose unlimited bacon, I don't get no games.
You get unlimited bacon, though.
Yeah, but like that's only, that's a little too much, don't you think? Yeah, I think that's a lot of bacon, don't you think?
I mean, yeah. You
but the problem is if I choose no, I can choose unlimited games, I get no games. What is the point of getting unlimited games?
I think this is a quick, like a trick question. I ain't gonna lie.
I honestly would pick the unlimited bacon.
You picked unlimited,
unlimited bacon.
Okay, cool. All right, Tito, what about you?
I'm taking Mrs. Piggy home. I'm taking
so you're taking the bacon?
Yeah. I think we should, to be honest.
Hell yeah, that's cool.
I don't play video games like that no more. It's just boring now, so.
All right, cool. All right, so the person that usually asks that question, his name is Jay Schlatt, and someone else named Mr. Sark, so they ask that to a lot of people, so shout out to them, and it's a great question.
Oh, okay.
Does everybody answer the same question? Like
There is a whole array of reactions to that question. Some of them... People get frustrated. Some of them freak out. Some of them get really confused. You guys handled it extremely well.
I mean, yeah,
well,
that makes sense.
Because I don't even play video games like that anymore.
Yeah, for real, I don't have time for that
anymore. Like, ever since I started getting a career and working, I've been not having no time for myself whatsoever.
There's never time for that, to be
honest. But the thing is, though, I mean, I play here and there, but it's always good to, you know, keep your mind off of video games because you're not learning nothing besides playing.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that half, though, because sometimes, I ain't going to lie, playing games kind of saved me.
Yeah,
from all
does.
That depression stuff. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It helps people get through the day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The only reason why I don't play anything because nobody wants to get on. Like, no good games are out right now.
Text people to say get on.
Okay, I understand that. But, like, what games are we going to be playing, though?
You can play anything.
What games
we going to play, X-Defiant. We got GTA.
X-Defiant. But GTA is dead to me, though.
I mean, still can play it. It's dead if you play by yourself.
Like, that's the thing. Like, what are we going to do besides drive around and
do heists? We can do heists. We can play games. We can play missions.
That new Call of Duty, though.
That new call I'm spending money on for sure.
That's actually going to be another...
Oh, is it? All right, all right.
Go ahead.
So, go ahead.
We talk about Black... No, just what you guys are opinion on Black Ops 6? Like, what do you guys think about
it? I'm going to be honest. I think they're going to bring it back.
Okay, you think it's going to be good?
Because I'm honestly spending like $100 on that game.
You getting the vault edition?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm getting the highest so I can get all that stuff.
Fair enough, okay.
I might have... Yeah, I'm going to cop that, of course, because I never backed out of Call of Duty. And this is hopefully better be the best Call of Duty that's going to be out this year. Hopefully, because
they're making it a lot better, dude, too. Because they actually put like 9 hit points on bodies now.
Oh, that was it. Yeah.
So like instead of like 4 body points, they actually put like all over the body. So it makes it look more realistic.
More realistic. Okay. That's even
which
better.
Which is what I'm excited for. So we'll see how that goes, though.
I can't wait.
I got to pre-order that pretty soon, to be honest.
I can't wait for that thing to drop.
The zombies.
I'm going to be heavy on that.
Oh, man.
We all got to be heavy on that. Like, I don't know how many players that could hold for zombies.
I'm like
4 players.
It's 4. It's always been 4.
But we got to add Thomas in that. Thomas got to play that.
Yeah, but Thomas
can rotate. That's all good.
You know what I'm saying? Thomas is like he's the one who likes to play zombies a lot. Out of the whole group, he's the one who plays zombies the most.
Shout out Thomas. Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out Thomas.
All right. Okay. So we're all digging Black Ops 6. Good. All right. So for sports, I have one thing. So it's the NBA Finals, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't get me started because I'm about to get hyped in this bitch real quick. I'll tell you this.
So next weekend, apparently it's Celtics and the Mavericks.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Monday.
It's Monday.
8:30.
Oh shit! Okay,
it's a home game.
Okay, what do you guys?
We're taking it home, baby. We're taking it home. We are going all the way in. Ain't no way we're gonna lose home.
Okay. Have we been doing good?
We're 3-1.
3-1. Okay.
So, but I mean, we lost because they weren't at home. They were in Dallas.
Oh, okay. So away game.
You get more thrill for winning at home. You know what I'm saying?
The crowd and all that.
Exactly.
Shit, the hype, I feel that.
So that's what I feel. I honestly feel like the Celtics is going to win. It's going to win it all. Big boy over here don't like it because any team I like, he dislikes. He's a bandwagon.
I'm not
he is.
A Celtics fan.
He's not a Celtics fan. He's not a Heat fan. He's nothing.
Nothing.
You're not a fan of any basketball team?
Chicago Bulls. Been like that. I like the logo and everything. That's my favorite team. I don't like the current players that are playing right now.
I know, but
like,
shit, I'm talking they can't about even the make it to the finals.
I know that, bro. But the Celtics, it's not rocking my boat. Mm-mm.
Oh, shit.
Same with Boston Red Sox, too. New York Sox. Yankees all the way.
Yankees all the way.
That's Yankees the one thing we agree on, too, is the Yankees.
The Yankees, okay. All the way. Yankees all the way. I'm sorry. I love Boston and all, but.
Oh, shit.
We're going to piss off some Boston people. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, there's going to be quite a few Boston
ones. It's going to be funny as hell, though.
Okay, all right. So the finals are going to be good. All right, so next subject is GTA 6. What are you guys thinking?
Oh, man. Really talked about that right there is realistic right there.
Yeah.
Where all the, like, those characters shaking and all that stuff, I'm like, wow. They really took their time on that game really good. And I bet it's worth that money to, you know, play that. And now hopefully that online will come out on that same day that game comes out, because I'm really hyped for that.
Yeah,
I'm really hyped for that. And I want all of us to grind on that thing, you feel me? But I'm excited for that game. Really.
What are your thoughts, Brandon?
Honestly, it's the same thing, to be honest. I'm also spending the highest on that card, on that game, too. I ain't gonna lie. Man, I ain't gonna hold to it. I'm spending a bag on these games coming out. My mom's gonna whoop my ass, but, you know.
You gotta risk it,
it'll
though.
It'll be worth it,
it's
though.
Gonna
it's
worth
gonna
it.
Be
you
worth
be,
it.
You're gonna be grounded right there.
I don't get grounded no more. I don't get no grounded.
Wow.
You forget we fully Hispanic, dog.
I know, bro.
Y'all Puerto Ricans get owned by U.S., so you got that white people trait, too.
Don't even do that.
You know it's true.
Don't even.
You know it's true.
Don't even.
I'm just
don't even. We get that white privilege. Don't even.
I didn't
say
white
that.
Privileges.
You just said we're
said
owned
the,
by the
no,
freaking USA.
The
and then
white
you're,
traits.
What are you trying to say by that?
You get grounded?
Sometimes.
That's crazy.
Not
that's
right now.
White people shit right there.
What are you talking about?
That's exactly white people shit.
What do you mean that's the
I've
white
never
shit?
Met somebody else that's fully Hispanic that's gotten grounded. We got
I didn't
a whooping.
Grounded that much.
We got a whooping is what we got. We didn't
I just
get
sent to my room. That's it.
That's grounded.
No. They just... I get sent to my room just so I could avoid them for a little bit.
You get sent to
you
your room.
You get sent there or do you go there?
I go in my room
you
just to chill.
You said you get sent there.
I get sent there, but like,
so that's
my opinion.
Basically,
bro, I'm not grounded, all right, though.
All right. What's next? What
they,
you got
you know
what's
grounded is, right?
Bro,
when they
I know
put you
grounded,
on timeout.
Yes,
out,
I know what it is.
Literally. They will
damn,
put you on
bro.
Fuck.
All right, I have another would you rather question. This one's actually like a
so,
pretty good
one. Tito's going to answer this one
all
first.
So yeah, you'll go first.
Okay.
All right. So it's going to be... Tito, would you rather get $1 million or have your pet live as long as you?
That one's an easy one. I would answer that one quick.
The $1 million?
Fuck no.
You take the $1 million?
Fuck because no. There's no point.
He's heartless. Nah.
I love my dog. Don't get it twisted. I love my dog, but there's no point. If I'm going to die first before him,
your dog dies with you is what it's saying.
With you, yeah.
It's going to be with you.
Oh, if he dies with me.
Said, have your pet live as long as you.
So
oh,
he's
then
die.
I'm taking my dog.
I'm
then.
Taking my cat all the way.
I thought the dog was going to like live longer than you, yeah, basically. That's what I thought. Yeah. That's why I was going to take the $100 million.
I don't know.
But I'd rather take my dog. I'd take my dog. Hell yeah, I'd take my dog. Most definitely. I'm a dog person. I don't like cats. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
The only thing about the question is I wish they kind of... were a bit more explicit about is the fact that if the animal be healthy as well, or if they'd get like they'd have health problems. Like if they'd stay healthy and like the you know how like magic like your dog is right now like that. If they stayed like that the whole time, that'd be fine.
Yeah,
like,
I wish I could bring Brandy back. You know what I'm saying for my family. So that's what that's the one thing. Yeah, I would like to do. Yeah,
yeah.
That's so, an obvious question. I'm pretty sure a lot of people would pick animal.
Animal,
of course,
definitely pick that one.
So this one's a little bit of a serious topic, and I feel like it's something that a lot of people should talk more about. So, like, toxic masculinity. What do you guys?
Toxic.
What do you guys?
I'll let you go first.
What are your thoughts on?
Why are you making me go first?
Because, like, bro, I have so much.
So why don't you go first?
I'm not gonna go first. I have to process.
You have so much.
Just go first.
When you say just toxic, what do you mean by that?
Like, what are your thoughts on it? Like, how do you feel about when people say things like, oh, men can't have feelings and shit like that?
Like they can't have feelings?
Yeah, like they have
feelings. So that's, like, basically from the female's perspective saying that, or is it just...
Well, I mean, like, in general, like, even, like, males have that.
In all honesty, in all honesty, it's okay to have feelings.
Okay, yeah.
It's okay to cry. It's okay to express your feelings, because I've been there. I've been told by people talking about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't express your feelings, because that makes you look like a little girl and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But that will eat you alive. You know, it's okay to express how you feel and talk to your friends and like that, because it's hard. You'd be sitting in your room just eating yourself alive in your mind. It's dangerous. It's a dangerous game.
It's really a like a really dangerous game. Like what he said, I'm completely agreeing with him because I've been through that. I've been through that, you know, and I never experienced my feelings to nobody besides when I went through that pain. I never felt the same. Like, you know what I'm saying? I never felt the same. I'm still numb to it, you know? I'm numb to it now, but I still got that mindset where, like, I could go back, and I don't want to go back to that dark spot. I don't want to. I don't want to because that feeling right there, it sucks.
That's the thing.
It sucks because it eats you alive, and it makes you keep yourself distance. It makes you not feel the same. It makes you lose all your confidence and all your stuff. If you're being in that mindset in that room, you're losing yourself. You're not even going nowhere with that. You know what I'm saying? It's always good to keep yourself going every day. That's what made me motivated. And that's why I'm pushing right now, because I don't want to go back through that day at all. No. At all. Nope. What about you?
What about me? I agree with you guys completely. Yeah. Men can have feelings. They can cry. They can like certain things. They can, you know, cook. They can clean as well. They don't have to just be providers, hunters, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. They can like what everybody else likes.
Mm-hmm. That's just the thing, is the people nowadays see it like that. You know what I'm saying? You know,
definitely.
People think, you know, if you go shopping with your mom or whatever, like, makes you look weak, makes you look like a little kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, I've had my mother throughout my whole years. You know what I'm saying? I've never had my father figure in my life or anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She's been there for me for my whole life. So obviously, everywhere she goes, I'm gonna go, because it's my. I wouldn't say it's destiny, but it's more my job to protect her anywhere she goes, especially with how this world's going now, with people getting missing and robbed and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's a hard world we live in now, with people thinking about all that toxic stuff.
It's a scary world. It's a really scary world out there. Like, really is. I try to, like, stay away. Like, thank God, like, I moved out of where I was from, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the hood, I didn't like it at all. People shooting and all that stuff, like people trying to break in. I don't like that at all. No. You know what I'm saying? Especially when people were threatening the crib I was living, you know? Even though when I'm not there and my family's there, people be threatening, you know? I've been through all that stuff. I've been through all that stuff, and that's not a good feeling, because it will mess you up mentally. It will mess you up mentally, like, for real. When people try to threat your house, like, they could threat you, but they cannot threat the house where you're living and where your family is living, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the thing, though. That's the thing. It's a scary world out there. This really is a scary world. And I'm gonna say it. I'm proud to be my mama's boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a mama's boy. Amen. 100%. You know, my mom saw me struggling. She saw me, like, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I love my mom to death. You know, I love my father to death. But I'm closer to my mom to the most, because she saw me, like, going through all that stuff. And, you know, and I put her through all that. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be graduating high school. You know what I'm saying? Or if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be doing barbering. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for her giving me that tough love, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I am. And I'm proud to say that. I don't care what anybody says about that. If somebody got an issue with that, then that's on them. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to choose my family first than anything, you know? But that's I'm not ashamed to say that.
I'm not going to lie, though, too. Also, if we get, you know, young viewers or whatever, listeners, I mean, I should say, sorry, not really viewers. But, you know, if we get that to the point where they think it's a bad thing to be a mama's boy, it's really not.
It's really not.
It's really not. It's something that you should be proud of to be, if you're going to be a mama's boy.
And because
Your mother is going to be in your corner more than anybody else.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You could be dating a girl for like 10 years plus. No matter what, your mother's going to be in your corner. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
She's going to support
that's,
you.
That's the thing that nobody understands. That's mama's always everything over everyone,
and
no matter what.
And the thing is, a mom would treat their boy like, this is how I think. You learn a lot from your mom. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you to respect females outside of the world, like how you respect all that. That's the thing. I learned a lot from my mom. If it wasn't for her, like, I wouldn't be, like, you know what I'm saying, have that confidence of talking to females, you know? Like, how I'm very respectful, how I'm very kind, and you know what I'm saying? Trying to be a man, because if it was, like I said, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be where I'm at. Because it's really hard out there. Like I said, women are, like, the most important people in this world. If it wasn't for them, us men wouldn't be shit.
That's
you
true.
Know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I keep that inside. And females nowadays need to listen to that. Because, like, I see them saying, oh, men don't respect me. How are they going to respect you if you don't respect yourself?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's factual.
Damn, you know what I'm saying? Nah, like, he's not wrong, I held that in. Man, I held that in. I've been seeing that. Like, females be saying that, oh, why does man doesn't want me? It's because you don't respect yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not the other thing, too, though. The other thing is that most of them are hung up on the ex.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm not throwing shade at nobody or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you girls nowadays just focus on, like, their exes or... They just want to fake the love and, you know, make you believe. You know what I'm saying?
They love that toxic stuff, like I said.
They do, and that's the problem. Mm-hmm. It's not like how we used to. It's back in the day where you find a genuine girl where she only loves you for you. And, you know, even if you're broke, you're whatever, she got you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
There's none of that that really exists. There's a one in like a million probably, but the rest is just there to be using you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, hookup culture is a huge problem nowadays.
It's a very scary world. Like I said, like, people got trust issues nowadays, and that's very scary, and that's not good for your mental health at all. Like, at all. Mental, like, the mental is, like, the most important thing to have right there. Mm-hmm. Like, a good as mental health, that's... You got to have self-love before you love anybody else.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I've been trying to do that, to have self-love, but it's been hard. It's been hard, very hard lately, because a lot of people don't even know what they want nowadays. And it's hard to find love, too, because everybody be hooked up on their phones. It's like you can't even have a decent conversation with a female for like 5 seconds without them have to text somebody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, know who they're texting either.
The one thing is I hate about is like if I take a female out to date, or like take her out, and then she flips her phone facing down.
On the table or whatever.
Like, come on, bro. Yeah. Like, don't do that. That's don't do that. Because that just shows I can't trust you.
Well, I mean, when I do that at a date, it's usually so I try not to be on it.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But I mean, that's also you could just put it in your pocket. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I literally do.
You put that shit in your pocket. You don't even pay attention to anything. If you fear more ringing, it's a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
That's understandable, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's a good way to go about it. Yeah,
but we got sidetracked. what else topics you got there, buddy?
No, hell yeah, sorry, we got sidetracked. We got to stand on that. No, you guys went off.
Standing on business.
Of course, that's how it is. 2024.
Standing on that business, son.
Say it again, Brandon.
Say
that again one more time, Brandon. Say that again.
Standing on that business, son.
Yes, there's key. Oh man,
that's funny.
All right, so I have another topic for like a movie that's coming out next month.
Oh, I know which one.
Deadpool.
Bro, I'm so excited. What do you mean, like, darn it? It's not Spider-Man, so he doesn't care.
Oh, my gosh.
Say I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Oh, really?
You're wrong.
Oh, really? What were you going to say?
Nothing. It's just like I'm not a huge fan.
Why? Because it's not Spider-Man?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's literally what he just... Okay. Does not prove that out? I proved that, didn't I?
You did. Deadpool's such a cool character, though. Like,
I don't get his sense of humor, though.
It's a fucked up sense of humor is what he has.
Supposed to be.
Yeah, like, but like
he's messed up.
He's messed up in the
mentally
head.
Mentally messed up.
Like physically, no, not physically, but mentally fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, physically too. He looks like he got burned by fucking a fire.
Yeah, he looks like Darth Vader.
Yeah, I'm
sorry.
Like, you know, Star Wars. Relax.
I don't.
Like, relax.
Darth Vader. I don't.
He is kind of burnt like him.
He is, though. But I'm saying it's like coming from him saying that shit when this guy's talking about Star Wars is lame stuff,
bro.
Star Wars is lame.
You're lame.
Star Wars isn't lame. I don't know nothing about Star Wars.
Because you don't watch it.
So, like, what have you seen Star Wars-wise?
Dude? Nothing. He's only seen, like, one, I think it was, like, the Revenge of the Sith.
No, I only saw the one that the...
Empire Strikes Back?
What is the Darth Vader when he was a kid, when he was racing in that little thing?
Oh, this first one.
That's the first one. Phantom Menace.
That was the only one I saw.
Phantom Menace is second.
Really, and then I saw that one, and then I saw Darth Vader killing the kids. That's it.
So that's the for Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, okay.
So those are the only two.
So those are like, those aren't really good films to have a good opinion on, like Star Wars.
If you only watch two of them, like,
I know
for a fact you get offended if someone only watched like one or two of the Spider-Man movies and said,
this
movie's ass, bro. This shit's terrible.
I'll get so offended.
Exactly my point.
You're going to get offended,
but you're going to be offending other people that actually enjoy Star Wars.
Okay.
And the same thing with anime, too. I know, you're right.
Anime? It's
your opinion fully percent. I agree. It is your opinion. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying you can't be a hypocrite about it is when you're talking about, you know, Star Wars is lame, anime is lame.
But
then somebody gets mad. You get mad when somebody says, yo, Spider-Man is lame.
Because
he's lame.
Okay, that's
because
opinion.
He's lame.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so you can't get mad about it.
I respect that.
You can't get mad about it.
I respect that.
The same way how me and Isaac love anime.
I'm not huge on anime.
You gotta.
But that's the thing. I don't know what anime to watch.
You gotta find it.
We've told you.
So much.
We've told you.
The only anime I watched was Beyblades when I was growing up.
That's not an anime. That's just a cartoon.
Yeah, is that cartoon?
That's a cartoon.
Yeah. I thought anime was like that. I thought that was always called anime.
No, son. Anime is more like drawing type.
But that's what Beyblades were.
No, it's not.
It's not like Pokemon?
No.
No?
Anime is literally hand-drawn and then computed into like a computer where they make it like the scenes look amazing.
Okay, like for example, like
if you look up a Demon Slayer fight scene, if you look up a fight
scene. The one that we did the voiceover.
No, that one, but there's another one too.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
Which one? There's a whole bunch. There's a good ones. There's a whole bunch of good ones. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can see the fight scene and how artistic they made that.
Okay, all right.
Anime is not just about, you know, like, it's just lame and stuff like that. It's not that cool stuff. No. There's meanings. There's meanings behind it.
Yeah, there is.
There's a lot of meanings behind it. There's a motivation one with a character from Demon Slayer called Rengoku.
Yeah.
When he, you know, in that scene where he's always saying, no matter what, you set your heart ablaze.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff.
There's good, dude. It speaks to you, bro. It does.
I gotta give it a try.
I'm telling you right now, you gotta watch Demon Slayer because you watch the first season is gonna be weird because they're like little kids. You know what I'm saying? They're weird. But if you carry on, if you keep going into the seasons, I'm telling you right now, you're gonna be hooked up.
But the thing is about you, Brandon. You can't do this. You can't do that. It was the same thing when we were talking about Stranger Things.
And what did I do after? What did I do?
You gave it a try.
And I watched the whole thing.
But you said something.
And I said it was trash.
I admit. He didn't watch it. He was calling it trash.
I was saying it was garbage. I don't want to see that shitty show.
Give it a try.
I did.
Give it a try.
And I did. And I love the show. And I did. I really did. Okay. But the problem is, it's the same way that I'm saying to him. He can do the same thing with anime. If you give it a try, you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Would I actually?
Yes.
There's some good stuff.
There's Demon Slayer.
There's a lot of
Chainsaw them. Man. Chainsaw
then I got to watch them all then.
You don't have to watch them.
You don't have to watch all of them. You can watch specific ones. You like gods and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And you know, like the historic, like killers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, not killers, but like the historic people in our world, mm-hmm. like Adam, you got, who else? Not Hercules.
Talking about that, like God one,
the God show. So basically it's like with the historic stuff with all gods versus historic people, you know, that guy in London, whatever, Jack the Ripper.
What's that? Cool.
Jack the Ripper is like a serial killer. He would kill people, and they still to this day haven't figured out who he was.
No, I never.
This one's gods versus historic people.
Okay,
that's a fire ass show, because that puts you on your edge of your seat, bro. I'm telling you right now, that shit's fire.
Holy shit.
That shit's amazing. That was so fun. It's such a good show. Like you wouldn't even believe it. Like I'm not even kidding. They got all the gods. They got Hercules. They got I was about to say Aquaman. My dumb ass. They got Hercules. They got everybody you can think of.
I have to watch that.
That shit's a good show. I can't even think of the name. I'm trying to think of it, but it's on Netflix. Yeah, it's a good show. I enjoy it as much.
That's cool. I'll have to check that out. There's also, you guys like Godzilla and stuff, right?
Godzilla, yeah. Yes.
Have you seen Kaiju number 8?
No, not yet. I still want to watch it. I heard that anime is good, though.
It's like Godzilla, basically, but like anime.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so
I highly recommend that. If you like Kaiju, if you like the monsters, the big monsters, and just fighting and
It's a real good show, to be honest. I enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's different stuff. There's even, and you like cars. It's an old anime. It's called Initial D. That's just literally cars and drifting. That's all that anime is. Yeah.
Oh, that would be fire.
They just talk. It's like Fast and Furious, but an anime. Like they talk shit and they just race and drift off a mountain cliff. Like, you know, in the old Need for Speed game where you go on the cliff?
Yes.
It's literally that.
It's like that?
Cliff from
it's
like Tokyo that. Drift, basically.
Yeah. Basically, okay.
That's like that whole game. And they're in like old ass. It's like that one car that people like to drift in, like that. Really, it's like a Volkswagen.
Old Volkswagens.
It's like the real boxy looking.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what the
350Zs and stuff, basically. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Bet.
That's a lot of good stuff, dude. I'm telling you right now. You can't sleep on anime. You really can't.
I'll give it a try.
It's fire. What else you got for topics, buddy?
Okay, so you guys might already have an answer to this one. So, but like, I think this would be good, like a good debate. So, this one's Spider-Man versus Batman. I think it's a really good debate.
Oh, no, bro.
It's a really good one.
I put my money on Spider-Man any day.
Really?
Any day.
I'm not gonna lie.
It's a tough one.
I would put my money on Batman.
Batman?
As much as I love Spider-Man,
no, bro.
Dude, Batman has the tricks up his sleeves.
Bro,
like crazy.
But he's rich.
He's rich.
That's the thing.
He's rich.
He's
rich, but he
knows. But his superpowers is not inside him like
Spider-Man.
No,
you're right. But then again, Batman could figure out all the tricks on how to beat Spider-Man.
Well, look at Peter Parker. He's a very good scientist. He could create something better to defeat
Batman. I'm pretty sure Batman would be able to top that anyways.
Like, but he would purchase thing, all that stuff, though. He's not a scientist. No, he
creates stuff.
Like building blocks. That's how I think it would end
up. It's the same thing where he created.
I think Spider-Man. I got my money on Spider-Man.
You think so? I think
if Spider-Man, if the one with the black suit of Spider-Man, Venom? If he was the one fighting Batman, I got my money on Spider-Man.
What? What are you talking about? Dude, no. I'm sorry, but Batman would make a sonar weapon. That would just make a loud noise and the suit would come right off.
That's literally the reason why he's
okay, never mind.
Weak.
No, so I'm about to do Amazing Spider-Man then. The Iron Spider-Man.
Iron Spider-Man. Boom. He'd probably find an EMP device to turn off the whole suit.
So why he's cheating?
It's not cheating. It's not cheating. It's just how it works.
No.
He's smart. Yeah.
Did he do anything to the Joker?
Yes.
What did he do?
He outsmarted the Joker.
Yeah. Where's the Joker now? Was them outsmarting each other.
That's literally the whole thing. And he literally has precaution stuff for the Justice League.
No.
Talking about Superman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, Cyborg. No. Bro, he has it for everything. No. All right. No. All right.
He has a way to beat Spider-Man. It's literally a movie that they
It's literally a movie for that.
Cartoon movie
literally.
Where he's like ready to kill everybody. And he pretty much gets ready to do it.
Bro. Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
His opinion is Spider-Man. Whatever.
Spider-Man.
Let him pick his opinion.
Love Spider-Man. Right.
Yeah, we know.
Peter Parker, if you hear this, please.
Dude, Spider-Man.
Please.
Please. Whatever.
Put me in the role for the new Spider-Man, please. I could be Miles Morales.
You're going to be a pole. Is what you're gonna be?
No,
because you look like a pole.
No, I don't.
You were built like
no,
a pole.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Why would you be Miles Morales when they already have a Miles Morales?
I could be like a never.
No,
a
different. You cannot. You would have to actually be able to speak Spanish to be able to be Miles Morales.
Learning.
Speak it.
Learning.
Speak it.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
That's it.
Boom.
Give me a full conversation.
Boom.
Give me a full conversation.
Mira, galleta la fucking boca. Like, there
give
you
me
go.
More. Give me more.
Why you want more?
Give me more.
Why you want more?
Give me more. I want
to
hear more.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
All right, whatever. Next topic.
See, I'm trying to come up with.
Yo, can I like eat this ring pop?
Yeah, dude, go ahead.
Don't make no
the
noise.
Snacks are free.
I know, but like, I just don't want my mouth to look blueberry.
Oh, it looks like you. You nah.
No, I don't want. Yeah,
he knows why.
Yeah, I know why. So I just put that away.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so sad, bro.
You're the one that said it, not me.
Why you said yeah?
Because it's funny like that.
It's
yeah.
Not funny, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one's food related.
Oh. Yeah, you got me on this one.
All right. So would you rather have a bag of never-ending fresh fries?
Oh, man. From where?
Does it matter?
French fries, bro.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, like a never-ending bag of french fries or a never-ending batch of fresh cookies.
Fries.
I would say fries, to be honest.
The fries? Okay.
Because that cookies don't really fill you up.
Nah.
And
it makes
that's
it dry.
Dessert.
It's just dry.
The fries, you could actually get to have it with other stuff. I can have that shit with cheese, ketchup, bacon.
Barbecue.
That is true. Mm. There are a lot more. But there's also like tons of different cookies, but you think like just the fries.
Shut up with the barbecue.
It's the barbecue.
It's nasty.
It's not nasty.
It's nasty.
Dude loves that Gio's barbecue.
Bro, barbecue is the best.
Don't start.
He's coming at
Don't
me.
Don't start. Don't,
Isaac,
we're not having this
Isaac,
argument. We're not
Isaac,
having this
no,
argument.
No, no,
so
no.
So wait, what? Okay, no, this is a good
I have a question.
This is a good debate.
We're not doing this.
Barbecue goes on white rice? If you had barbecue ribs.
I'm talking about, this is different. I said barbecue ribs is an acceptable thing. I'm talking about just straight up barbecue from the bottle onto the rice. That's disgusting.
Like on the side. Bro, and you mix it, bro, it's
That's
good.
Disgusting. I'm talking about if it's from the ribs and you get barbecue ribs, by all means, that's delicious. But if you just open your fridge to get a bottle of barbecue and put it on white rice, you have an issue. You're the problem
so
with this
world.
So me
and Spencer got issues.
Yes.
How
and I've
do we
said
got
that
issues?
Multiple times.
That means we're hungry asses.
No, I said you guys have got problems with what you guys got.
Okay, if we got problems, at least we're not the ones who eat. No shame to anybody who does this.
Here we go.
But I got respect.
Here we go.
But sushi. Who the fuck puts mac and cheese with ketchup in hot dogs?
Have I ate that?
Uh-huh.
Have I ate that?
Uh-huh.
Have I ate that?
Boom.
Have
there
I ate
go.
Hold on. Have
so
I ate that?
So that's weird.
Boy, have
so
I ate that?
So they're weird,
have
right?
Have I ate
so
that?
So they're weird, right? So they're weird, right?
I'm talking about you and
no,
I.
No, that doesn't make no sense, though. It
but
doesn't
the
make
problem
no
is, why are you bringing
I
up random people?
I like barbecue on my white rice, and you got an issue with that.
Bro, didn't you
but
literally
But you like
put,
sushi, though,
didn't
right?
Didn't you literally put beef?
Sushi's delicious.
Didn't you put,
no, I don't like seafood at
you,
all.
Hold on. Didn't you put beef in cereal?
No.
What?
That was a cap.
Yeah.
That was a cap
This
photo.
Nigga put beef in cereal, bro.
No, I did not.
There's a picture of
no,
it.
No, you got proof.
It's in the group chat. I'm going to have to look through the group chat.
Okay, all right, bro.
Oh, man.
Because I would never do that. I would never do that. I would never do that.
Talking about, I'm gonna get ready for the fucking jail when I go to jail. Having that, shut up.
Yeah, bro. I had ramen with freaking beef sticks.
Yeah, there it is. That ramen shit. With beef sticks, bro. You ever
that
heard of that
shit? beefsteak, like Slim Jim.
Like a Slim Jim ramen and a Slim Jim.
Yeah,
that sounds so awful for you.
No, it really sounded awful, but it was good. But it gave me a stomach ache.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that sounds.
That
awful,
shit fucked like, me up, man. That shit fucked up my system big time. Yeah, dude, I ain't gonna lie.
I wouldn't recommend.
I just saw it. I just was scrolling on TikTok and I saw it and I was like, "Yo, you might as well let me give it a try." And
like maybe I think you can get away if it's like. Like an organic beef stick, like that's like real meat and not like a Slim Jim. Cause dude, like a Slim Jim is literally plastic and like salt, garlic, and a bunch of crap and just shredded meat. It's not like not even real meat.
So it's not?
Yeah, Slim Jims are awful for you. Yeah, they're not.
I've been eating those a lot.
Yeah, Slim Jims are like the last beef stick.
I've been eating those a lot.
I've been eating those a lot. God damn.
I eat those shits a lot. Slim Jim, sponsor me.
Don't sponsor him.
Please.
He's mad because he didn't get the GTR.
Speaking about the GTR, Slim Jims, why the heck you didn't give me the car
he
keys?
He gave it
the
to L.A. Knight.
Don't do that again.
It's a wrestler.
Again.
It goes L.A. Knight. Yeah.
No, he wants to be like Stone Cold.
He hates it. Like,
he wants to be Stone Cold slash The Rock so fucking bad.
Yeah.
And guess what? He's not. He's not the originals.
Dummy,
He's not the originals.
He says
stop
that.
Doing that.
He has a button
stop
that says dummy.
Stop
like,
doing that.
Dummy, yeah.
Stop that's doing sick, that. Dude. That's not funny.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Dummy.
It's not funny.
Yeah.
Stop it.
All right, what's next? Jesus.
Oh, shit.
Oh, this is a cool one. Nobody's responding to this one. Would you rather have fingers that double as glow sticks or toes that squeak like rubber ducks?
I would definitely take the fingers.
I'll take fingers? The rubber ducks.
I'll take fingers, bro. You can imagine at night, you like break your finger and you get a nightlight or not a nightlight, like a light to go through the halls and stuff at night.
So you're going to tell me like E.T. from home. Get the fuck out.
I know you ain't talking with your Dumbo looking ass.
Really? You got mantids, okay?
And? You got a chicken chest.
And? Really?
Yeah, really. Chicken chest. Relax.
Yo, Isaac, come get this dude, bro.
Bro, every time you lie, your nose gets bigger. Relax.
Oh, really?
Pinocchio.
It looked like somebody hit you with a frying pan.
Bro,
okay.
Where's your hairline?
Where's your hairline?
Where's your hairline?
Oh, where's your hairline?
Lift up your hair.
No, lift up your hair, bro.
Lift up your hair.
Let me. It look like you're wearing a wig right now.
You look like a receiver.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
All right.
No, I don't.
What's next, Isaac?
Clownfish.
Shut up.
Would you rather live without your? Oh, this is gonna be easy to answer. Oh wait, wow, people are lots. I'm surprised people voted for this one. Would you rather live without your phone or without your pinky toe?
Without my phone.
Without my phone?
100% without my phone. I need
you
my pinky.
No, no. So you own your phone.
I need my pinky.
You need your pinky toe?
You won't be able to walk.
That's fair.
Studies shows that if you don't have your pinky toe, you can't walk straight. Supposedly.
You don't even walk straight either way. So we're good. What is the difference?
I know you ain't talking when you're
what
walking
is the difference,
in a circle.
Bro?
Oh, I know you ain't talking.
What is the difference?
I know you ain't talking.
You own that phone 24/7, so might as well keep that damn fucking phone.
I know you
keep
ain't talking.
Keep that damn fucking phone and
talking.
Lose that damn pinky toe.
I know you
toes.
Ain't talking.
What?
I know you ain't
what?
Talking. Now don't make me
what?
Start with you, boy.
What?
Relax.
What?
Relax.
Yeah, I just
what's
shots,
next,
shots fired. Shots fired. Yep.
Shots fired.
Yeah, uh-huh. You want to call me E.T.? Look, I just got your ass back.
How the hell are you 22 with no beard?
I don't give a fuck.
That's crazy.
I don't give a
no shoe game either.
No shoe game?
No shoe game.
Oh, you don't want to talk about shoe game. You want to see my closet, boy? You want to see my closet,
oh,
boy?
Oh, you mean you beat up forces?
No. I got some heat, boy.
Yeah?
I got some heat. I've been keeping
on.
I'm going to be humble.
Capping
about this.
Ass.
Capping, okay. Isaac saw him.
Yeah, they're nice. He got new shoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got, so, I think this is a pretty good one because it kind of it touches on a topic that's like a, like, Tito mentioned earlier. So would you rather live in a world where everyone has to wear virtual reality headsets all of the time or where no one is allowed to use any kind of screens?
I like that one. The no screens.
The screens one, yeah. I'd say
no
like
screen.
You like the no screens.
You can actually have conversation with people face to face instead of being on the phone and stuff like that.
Social
yeah.
civilization would come
shows
back.
Shows realistic.
It would be a lot better than what we have now. So
face to face.
That one's kind of easy.
No, no, no,
it
yeah.
just shows you can't be a sneaky
find,
link.
Like, a uh-huh.
This guy said sneaky link.
Bro,
that's funny.
This phone could hide a lot of stuff, bro, and I don't like that shit. But this ring popped on.
Just eat it.
I want to.
Just
bro.
Eat
I
it.
I want my mouth to look blue.
That's the point of a ring pop.
Can I go out there and give me some pretzels?
You want to go get some pretzels?
I could go out there, like in the front, to get pretzels.
Where are the pretzels?
Outside in the front where the beer thing is, which I'm pretty sure you have to pay for.
I need to ask about that. Yeah.
I wouldn't touch that. Is there snacks in the
There's breaker? Nachos, I believe, in the break
it's
room.
It's just the chips, though. It's not nachos.
I know. Something like that, yeah.
It's just chips, though.
Okay, there's some crazy ones. Let me try to... I don't want to pick one that's, like, really, really messed up. I'm trying to pick one that's, like, on the cusp. Oh, here we go. Okay. Holy shit. Yeah, I don't like that one. Not that one. Rather have a girlfriend. I think this one. This one sounds crazy. Okay. Would you rather have a girlfriend that everyone thinks is a boy except you and her? You can't prove them wrong. Or would you rather have a boyfriend that everyone thinks is a girl except you and him? Oh,
I would rather.
No, that's not. Sounds like.
I would
like
rather have the girlfriend.
The girlfriend that
that looks like a guy.
That everyone thinks is a boy except you.
You'd rather have a boyfriend that looks like a girl? That's what you want?
No.
All right, then.
Okay, yeah, definitely the first one, yeah.
It's definitely
what, if girlfriend that looks like a boy. Though.
But it's not. It's just she's just dressed like a guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's just very masculine.
Okay, yeah.
Like very straight,
so she's muscular?
Extremely masculine. I mean, it's saying that...
She's muscular than
everyone
me?
Thinks that they're a boy except you.
Well, muscular is not
and you can't about. Prove that she's
no,
not
that's
a boy.
Crazy.
Muscular is not a word.
They're going to make me look like a little bitch.
Yeah,
then.
But then here's the thing. Is like the other option is you have a guy that everybody thinks is a girl. So that's your.
Oh no, no, no,
so
no,
you
no.
Take the girl that everybody thinks
I'm taking the girl. I'd rather her look like fucking. Yeah, I take the
yeah.
girl.
Okay, all right. So go with the girl. Okay.
You tired, babe, buddy?
I'm always tired.
I know.
That last part was not needed.
What? I didn't do
it.
No, I did it.
Okay.
But this ring pop, though.
Bro.
You know, have the ring pop if you want.
I don't want my mouth to look blue.
Bro.
It looked like I just...
No one's going to see it besides you.
This is a judgment-free zone, Tito. If your tongue's blue, man, nobody cares.
It's nobody's going to ask...
It looked like I just...
No one's going to ask Papa Smurf what you did to him after hours. No one's going to see... It's cool. A judgment-free zone.
Yeah, no. Bro.
It's like Planet
no,
Fitness.
Bro, no, yeah, no, absolutely not. I'm going to not touch that. Get that shit off my face.
You were touching it right now.
But it says age is 4 and plus up.
Oh, this is a pretty good one. Yeah. Would you rather have instant downloads or not have to pay taxes?
Not have to pay taxes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
F- taxes.
For real, I want my money. I need my money. Just give
for,
me my money.
From my lifestyle, I think I'd be fine with paying my taxes, and I'd rather have instant downloads because it's like...
Just give me my money.
It'd be real convenient because like, there's so much shit I download every day, like games, music, videos, and it would just be nice to just click it and then have it ready as opposed to waiting hours, minutes.
I mean, yeah, it's not wrong. Just I still do. I still do.
For me, but then, no, the taxes is a good other choice, too.
Just give me my money.
Oh, God.
Just give me my money.
What is that from?
Kai Sinet, shout out to my boy Kai Sinet. I wish I could meet you one
shout
day.
Shout out Kai, maybe we can get him as a guest. Because
I've been learning how to say, give me my money. That's what he's saying. Just give me my money.
Oh, here's a good question. What would be some like dream guests that you'd have on this cast if it ever blew up somewhere?
Oh my God, I got them. I got the whole list. First things first, Kai Sinet.
Okay.
That's one.
All right.
Two, Little Skies. Do not say anything, Brandon.
Trash.
Do not say anything,
Trash.
Brandon. You...
Go ahead.
Don't do that.
He won't
don't
ever
do that.
Want to come over here.
I would never. If
that.
He comes
don't
on podcast, I'll never come on the podcast.
Really?
Yep.
Really,
if
bro?
If Little Skies ever comes on the podcast, count me out that day. Oh, I'm not coming.
God, my face.
Swear.
With that shit.
Swear.
You need to talk to
no,
him.
No, I'm
bro.
Not gonna talk
He's
to him.
He's gonna be all.
I don't like his music. I don't like nothing.
Oh my God.
You don't like his music?
Nope.
You said one of his songs was fire.
You
ain't gonna lie.
You got proof?
Thank you.
You got proof?
Swear your mom.
Swear your mom.
Swear your mom. I swear my mom. You said that.
Carry on with your list.
Okay then.
Carry on with your list.
So. Yep, Kai, Trash. Skies, Chopper, NLE Chopper. Of course, I need that guy.
Bro.
Yeah, him.
Guy.
And RP. If Pop Smoke was alive, I would like to have Pop Smoke. But, yeah, those are mostly all people I would have in my
okay,
the podcast.
You, Brandon? Who would you have on the cast?
In all honesty, if I had to pick, I would pick John Cena.
He would have a lot to cool talk about.
John Cena would be a lot to talk about. I ain't gonna lie.
Who we're gonna be talking to?
That's true. Yeah. Next one would be
no, well, you'd hear him. So
next one would be Kevin Hart.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin
would be a good one.
Oh, I have one more last one.
Who you got?
Snoop Dogg.
Yep.
Snoop would be
Snoop would be a good one.
Snoop And then last but not least, who else? Carry on. 50 Cent.
50 Cent. Oh, yeah. 50 Cent. Mine would be like Gabriel Iglesias.
Okay, yeah.
That would be a good one. He's a good one.
I'm surprised you didn't say Vin Diesel.
I was going to say Vin Diesel next.
Oh, really?
Definitely Vin Diesel.
Or The Rock.
It's all about family.
So is everything cool with Vin now? Like, that wasn't...
No, they're not. They're still beefing.
Really?
Yeah.
So Vin and The Rock?
The Rock and Vin Diesel are still beefing.
Nice. That'd be cool to hear. Like, if either of them were ever here, The Rock would be cool to have on here. If either of them came here, I'd ask them, be like, what happened?
Yeah.
Need to explain it.
But does that make sense, though? He's coming out on a new movie, though.
He's going to be in his own movies, though. So they're going to have him separate by everybody else.
That's whack.
So,
what about you, Isaac? Who you have here?
Probably, like you said, Kai would be really cool. Jim Carrey would be cool. He'd probably have a lot to talk about.
He definitely would.
Yeah. Who else would be good? So you said Kevin. Kevin would be a good one.
Oh, I have one more.
Dashy would be awesome.
Dashy, heck yeah.
Dashy XP would be so cool to talk to on here. That'd be hard to get at someone like that, though. Speed would be really funny. You guys just interacted with Speed. I don't know. That'd be some crazy
heck
shit.
Heck yeah.
Phantom would be cool. Phantom would be really fun to talk to.
Aiden Ross.
Aiden Ross would be crazy.
My last and favorite. Oh, my God. Ice Boys.
Dude.
Yeah, I hate the way he says that. I hated the way he said that so much.
Crazy to talk to.
Ice Spice.
I hate the way he said that.
I think a really funny artist, like, now that you say Ice Spice, probably Doja Cat would be funny as shit to have in here. I know you guys.
I would not take her serious.
She probably wouldn't mind that.
I'll be freaked out. Like, just looking at her, and she's just, I'll be scared. I'd be literally scared.
That's funny.
I wish Tupac was alive, and he was.
Tupac would be great to have here to talk to and just chill with. Yeah, I think that'd be probably like the people that I'd want on here, and then just like people I know. Probably like a realistic list is just like a lot of people I know in real life.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say would be like the easiest realistic one. It's a lot of friends. Would be mm-hmm. cool to just have here.
We would have Ronan. Ronan
cool.
would be
cool. Eric would be cool. Josh would be cool to hear. Yeah. Just anybody in the group.
Anybody.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Heck yeah, we'd be like that. Any more questions?
You guys have anything to close out with? Because I think we killed it on time, yeah. It's about 50 minutes, yeah.
How much time do we have left?
I mean, it's been 50 minutes.
Oh, has it? Okay.
I think that's like plenty for the...
So, Tito, you want to close it out first?
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'll see you guys later.
That sounds so boring.
I don't know. This is my first time being in a broadcast. I just don't know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our broadcast again. Our first ever podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully when this comes out, it sounds awesome and we got some listeners, and hopefully what we talked about was random, a lot of random stuff, but hopefully it was not movemental.
Informative.
It was informative and helpful against people, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But tune in next time in 2 weeks, I think you said?
So next week this will be up.
Yeah.
It'll be like some weird time frame, and then like the other week, couple weeks at following.
Yeah, what he said, basically. So just check in with us again, and we'll probably have some good stuff.
Give us answers. Give us questions that we can ask them, you know?
Oh, yeah, if you guys have any questions.
Questions, yeah.
Hit your Twitter. Topics. Do your Twitter.
A Twitter? Yeah, I did. Yeah. Drastic Junior, yeah. Okay. If you follow me on Twitter, you want to DM me on there, or you could just follow us on Instagram, DM us there, whatever.
Yeah, and then, this is Brandon signing off.
This is Tito Bambino signing off.
This is Isaac signing off from the TO3 podcast.
We'll catch you guys next time.
All right, later.
Later.